Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. Quantum Elements and Planckian have announced a development agreement to create architecture-specific noise models and digital twin capabilities for Planckian's novel superconducting quantum processors. The work will characterize coherence, leakage, and operation-level errors to support evaluation of quantum error correction schemes on classical hardware. This builds on prior demonstrations of large-scale, hardware-faithful simulations, including a 97-qubit surface code experiment. The collaboration aims to provide a realistic noise environment for designing fault-tolerant strategies ahead of physical scaling. The partnership combines Quantum Elements AI-powered digital twin platform with Planckian's shared control superconducting architecture. Next story, Bosonic Sci Federal LLC has received its first U.S. federal contract through the Space Works Open Topics PER program. The award supports development of physics-constrained quantum-assisted machine learning software designed to classify uncorrelated orbital tracks more rapidly and accurately. The approach compresses AI models by 99% while preserving high accuracy and enabling deployment on edge processors. Prior demonstrations at the SDA TAP lab validated the method for on-orbit autonomy. The technology also holds potential for broader commercial edge AI applications. Next story, Quix Quantum has delivered the Carina Core hardware platform, an 8-qubit universal photonic quantum computing demonstrator based on 4-qubit graph states. The system, developed under the UPQC project with the German Aerospace Center, DLR, features chip-integrated photon sources, multiplex generation of resource states, and a 10 MHz clock cycle with support for more than 10 optimized gate operations per cycle. A dedicated emulator provides simulation and circuit optimization capabilities. Carina advances practical research into algorithms such as Shor's, Deutsch's, Grover's, and quantum teleportation while supporting error correction studies. The low-power design positions the platform for hybrid computing environments. Next story, Aliro Technologies and ZeroThird demonstrated a live entanglement-based quantum key distribution network at Cisco's Photonics Center in Weimar-Kate, Italy. Aliro Orchestrator manages ZeroThird's BBM92 hardware and delivers keys via Cisco SCIP into 8000 series routers for quantum-safe MACsec. Continuous telemetry of CPR, eavesdropper detection, and polarization drift supports automated remediation with full audit logging. The deployment marks Aliro's first European quantum network and validates multi-vendor operational quantum secure networking on commercial hardware. The post-Aliro Technologies and ZeroThird demonstrate operational entanglement-based quantum networking with Cisco 8000 series routers appeared first on the Qubit report. Next story, Chu Secure has made its Chu Protect R3 post-quantum cryptography and crypto agility platform available through the AWS marketplace for the U.S. intelligence community. The listing enables federal and intelligence organizations to discover, inventory, manage, and enforce cryptographic policies across existing networks and mission-critical operations. Chu Protect R3 supports migration to quantum-resilient cryptography without application redesigns or hardware replacements and maintains compatibility with legacy systems in cloud, on-premises, air-gapped, and sovereign environments. It aligns with standards including CNSA 2.0 and helps agencies address cryptographic exposure while protecting sensitive data and communications. The post-Chu Secure Chu Protect R3 listed in AWS ICMP for US. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.